Welcome back to the Positive Gains Podcast. Today, my special guest is Gabriela Martinez, a rising star singer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. So lately, I've seen that you've been blowing up all over TikTok. You know, you've got a new song out. Like I was saying, there's comparisons to a certain someone, you know, that we'll get into a little bit later. But, you know, before we get into all that, singing, how did you get into all that?
Singing. I mean, well, I feel like the same old story for everyone, you know, like you love it from birth. Like from when I was a kid, I've loved musical theater, Motown, country, blues, everything. And I always listened to Latin music, always, but I grew up not speaking Spanish because my dad can't speak Spanish, so it was always English in the house. So if you asked me a year ago if I thought this is where I would be, the answer would be no. It just all kind of came together. I don't really know how to say it more plainly. I was discovered off TikTok by my label, Gold Toes, GT Digital. He found me. He only really deals with rappers though. And so I'm his first Latin singing artist, really. Right. But his mom actually found me. And when his mom found me, she was like, "Hey, like to Gold Toes." And then we just got in touch. And since then we were able to make Ay Amor. I signed back in October of last year to the label, and then we made Ay Amor, and the rest is history. I'm just here now, singing, doing what I love.
Enjoying life, right?
Yes, as much as I can.
And so you mentioned, you know, singing in Spanish, and you said growing up not speaking it. Do people, you know, because obviously, you know, a lot of the songs are in Spanish. So do people, that's a way that people relate with you. Does it get a little dicey when you're trying to communicate with people and, you know, you're telling them like, "Hey, maybe I'm trying to learn, but, you know, I'm not there yet."
Yes, all the time, because a lot of people that do listen to me, they're from Mexico, and I could speak enough Spanish. Like I can have, at this point I can have a conversation with you. However, I'm Colombian. And so basically we have different words and different ways of saying things sometimes compared to like people from Mexico. They have certain ways of saying their thing. And a lot of people don't know this, but I actually learned most of my Spanish in Spain because I went to Spain for a month. So my Spanish is very different. It's very mixed. I'm learning the Tex-Mex by being in Texas, but I'm also Colombian and I'm Puerto Rican. And then I learned my Spanish in Spain. So when people talk and I don't understand them, I'll straight up tell them, be like, "I'm so sorry. Like, no entiendo. Like, I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying right now," but I'll explain why. And usually they'll be able to like help me understand them more. But it's definitely a lot better than where it was.
And you mentioned TikTok, you know, one of the biggest, you know, platforms for social media, getting seen off there. So initially, was that always your goal, or were you just posting videos just to have fun?
I was just having fun. I think the first, so obviously when COVID hit, I wasn't a fan of TikTok at first. I was like, "I don't want to get TikTok. Like everybody's talking about this TikTok. I don't want to get TikTok," whatever. I didn't care to have it. I got it one night and I was addicted, but I didn't post anything. Like I literally just for like a few months, I just kind of just watched videos. I watched people. I didn't really care to do my own thing. And then one day, I was just in my kitchen, literally in a t-shirt. Like my hair was just whatever. No makeup, nothing. And I'm just singing "Como la Flor" by Selena. And I went to bed. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, whatever. Like, it's just a video. Let me just post it because I love to sing, whatever. The next morning I woke up with like 20 something thousand followers and my video had blown up and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." I wasn't expecting it, you know? And I think that's the best thing, that you don't expect it. But then people were, cause I really at that point did not speak that much Spanish. So people were like, "Make music, make music." And I didn't know where to start. where do you start? Like there's no guide to the music industry. So I was lost, man. I was still in college. I was just doing my own thing and I wanted to learn more Spanish. I wasn't taking TikTok too seriously. I was like, it is what it is. Like if something comes out of it, something comes out of it. But I wasn't planning on being like a singer, and I always wanted to be, but I just didn't see that happening for me. And then as time went on, I ended up here. So it worked out.
Did you feel pressure after, you know, waking up and seeing all these different followers and messages and different things and make more music? Like, so what was the mindset? You know, you said you didn't know where to start, but, you know, after you got over, I guess, the initial shock, what was it for you?
I wanted to learn how to do it, but the tricky part was finding a producer that I could click with, that would understand my vision and that would help me get, like, execute what I'm looking for, because I have a very particular taste and I'm very hard on myself. I'm very hard on music. Like, I will not just put anything out there. So that was the hardest part, was listening to different producers, listening to their work. But not just that, like, I had a very specific sound that I wanted. And when I got the deal with Gold Toes, Dusty, a producer down in Corpus Christi, the one that I work with, him and Mariano, Dusty had followed me. And I like was stalking the crap out of him. Like I literally was like going through everything I could to find out. Cause the first song I listened to by him, I was like, yeah, this is good. This is my sound. This is it. Like, this is the sound. I had no idea who this man was. I didn't know anything about a studio. I just knew that I liked the sound and this is what I needed. And so I met him one day. We got to work. We made a song that day. I Am What was made that day. So.
And so like filtering through people, you know, just so many people are probably like, hey, you're the one that I want to work with. Check my stuff out. I mean, just the process of going through so many different sounds and to, you know, like you said, stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
Was that kind of tough for you?
A bit. I hate telling people no. I like, I'm so nice that like, even if it's not that their music is bad or anything, it's just not what I'm looking for at the moment. So I feel bad telling people no, because I wish I could do music with everybody in the world. But at the same time, I really want to be careful with what I put out, because I know that everything I put out is going to come. It's for me. It's directly for me. It's from my heart. It's from how I feel. It has to be my sound. So when people send me things and I have to say no, I just, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I'll tell them sorry as I'm like sending the text. Like I'll send the text and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, cause it's not anything personal. It's more just.
It is what it is.
It is what it is type thing. Exactly. Exactly.
And one of the bigger stages for you, the Tejano Music Awards.
Yes.
Just that experience, you know, is that in something that you envisioned? Because, you know, a lot of people say that I can never see myself there anywhere. And then you get there. So like the mental psyche behind it, like what were you thinking?
So many things. It was surreal. Like when I was there, it didn't even feel like I was there. When I stepped into the dressing room, it didn't feel like I was there. I give so much thanks to Shelly Lattice for that experience and for so many other experiences, for her mentorship, for her just passing the baton. I would say she's retired now, but she's like one of the biggest voices in Tejano music ever. And she took the time, she had a slot, and she did it to showcase the upcoming artists. And I respect her so much for that, because never in a million years would I think my first year starting out, I would be able to perform at the Tejano Music Awards. Never in a million years. So she's definitely someone that I'm extremely thankful for, to know and to be close to and to be friends with. And, you know, when I was there, it just, you know, when they're like, pinch me, I'm dreaming, like literally, like pinch me, because it didn't even feel like, it felt like a dream. I was in a dress that was donated to me by a sponsor. It was gorgeous. I felt beautiful. I was ready. And the second I got on that stage, like, I saw just a sea of people. And these are all people that are in the industry. These are all people that are, you know,
right.
They're it's big. You're new. You're a girl from Florida. You're not even from Texas. You're not Mexican. Like, I just heard all these things in the back of my head, you know, just all the negative things that people have said about me. And the second I stepped on that stage, I just let it go and I just did my thing. And I'm so glad that I did that. And I'm excited for what's to come, honestly.
Yeah, so I got a couple things. You know, one, how do you top that? Because that's a lot to accomplish in a short amount of time. And the second part of the question, the naysayers. Yeah, lots of people are just, you know, negative Nancys. They're always got something bad to say. So how do you overcome the negative comments?
So to answer your first question, how am I going to top that? My goal is to get to the Latin Grammys this year. That is my goal. I'm going to make it happen one way or another. I'm getting there. Like, I am working so hard. And that's why I was saying, you know, the music I put out, nothing's going to be a filler song. Nothing's going to be, let's just throw it in there. No, everything needs to be a hit front and back. Like, there's no, you know, wow. So that is my goal for this year. We're going to get it. We're going to get there. And the naysayers, my favorites. To be honest, it's not that hard to ignore them. And I say this because when I was in high school, I had so many people that talked down on me. I mean, someone literally wrote, "Stop Gabby Martinez 2020 in the bathroom stall," because I won Homecoming Queen, and I was in everyone's face. Okay. Like, I did every club. Like, I literally was that girl that was in like SGA, student government. I was the class president. I was homecoming queen. Like, I don't care, but like, that's me. I drive and I strive for the best. Like, I don't go for vice president, secretary. I will always go for president. I always go for the top position. I go for queen, because I feel like one of my favorite quotes is, shoot for the moon. Even if you fall, you'll land amongst the stars. So always shoot as high as you can. Even if you don't quite make it, you're still going to make it to an accomplishment that you wouldn't have if you didn't even try. Right. So that's why people, the naysayers, like, the same thing, same old, you know, she's a wannabe, she's not even from Texas, she's not Mexican, her Spanish is bad, yada, 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 she can't even sing. It's literally just high school again, but I already lived through it, so it's not that hard to, like, just be like, oh, block it out, you know?
Yeah, and I bet things are different now. You know how it is when people don't expect you to make it or be at a certain level or platform, and then it shifts to, oh, I know that person. I'm sure that, you know, that might be happening behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah. they're in front of the door, too. It's
in front of the door.
The thing is, it's fine. You know, I'm not people that have done me wrong in the past, or people that are just mean to me, like, regardless of how you act towards me, I will never be nasty, because I don't think, one, that it's worth the trouble to just act like that towards someone and to have that in your heart to be nasty towards someone else. It's not even worth it. You gotta do you, and the way you get back at people like that is just by being better at what you do. That's it. There's no competition with anyone but yourself. Like, just be better. So I'm very hard on myself. I push myself probably a little too hard sometimes, but I just feel like there's so much momentum going right now, and I don't want to stop. This isn't the time to rest. You know, I'm 21. I can rest later. I'll be fine.
Well, where does that mindset come from? Because a lot of people haven't, you know, maybe even people quite a bit older than you haven't learned that, you know, that that's not what life's about in some other people's minds. So does that come from your parents that kept you maybe, I don't want to say grounded, but, you know, tunnel vision?
Yes, my parents for sure. And my siblings are like my biggest support systems ever. I'm very close to everyone in my family. I have my brother, my oldest brother, David, and my sister, Ariana, then my parents, my mom and my dad. My parents are very different, though. My dad is like, somebody's rude to you, fight them. Or like, not like physically, but like, he's like, get them back. They say something nasty, you say something nasty right back. But my mom's more like, calm, you know, kill him with kindness. But there's nothing. My dad's just very protective. And he's like, stand up for yourself. Don't ever let somebody think they can walk over you. My mom is more, treat him with kindness and God will see it through. So there's two different people. And I feel like I'm kind of in the middle. Okay. I don't take crap from anybody. But at the same time, God will see it through. So that's how I'm like smack dab in the middle.
Smack dab in the middle.
Yes.
Now, what about the comparisons? You know, you already know where I'm going. You know, if anybody clicks on TikTok and sees a video and they might see it from further away or they kind of hear something and quick twitch, they might think you might be the second coming of
Selena.
How yes. does that make you feel knowing that so many people still resonate with her because she'll always be a legend, but see you in her?
It's insane.
Or other way.
I grew up on Selena. I mean, I think every Latina girl has Selena brought into her life at least one point. You know, I watched the movie when I was younger. I listened to her music. I love Selena. The thing is, to be compared to Selena is insane to me because I never in a million years thought for one second, I still don't, that I sound like Selena. So when people are like, oh my gosh, like you're Selena 0.2, Selena da da da, like all these things about her, it's crazy to me. It's such an honor though. At the same time, it's like, you, that's like being compared to like the Whitney Houston of Tejano music, right, or Latin music in general. Like Selena is an icon. Yeah. And so I mean, it's great. Like, I'm so appreciative that people, I'm glad, honestly, that people resonate with me because of that, you know, and it's not something I'm ashamed of, but I'm going to be honest. There was a time when I wouldn't sing Selena at all because the comparisons were like, no matter what I did, you know, it was just Selena, Selena, Selena. So I stopped singing Selena for a while. I stopped anything related to Selena, stopped posting her, everything. But then I just sang other songs, and still with the other songs, I could sing the ABCs. They would be like, she sounds like Selena. She is Selena, Selena, Selena. So at that point I was like, you know what? Like, because there'd be people that got on me that, oh, she wears red lips because she wants to be like Selena. Oh, she does this because she wants to be like Selena. I literally wore mom jeans, booties, and a white t-shirt with red lips because I just wear red lips. That's just me. And they were like, oh, she wants to be Selena so bad. She even has dark hair.
Oh.
And I was like, I was born with this, you right. know, like, so that's when it clicked to me. Okay, Gabby, no matter what you do, it does not matter. It literally, it does not matter. You're always going to be compared. You got to take it. Just got to take it. It is what it is. I never dress up like Selena. I never try to impersonate Selena because at the end of the day, I am Gabriella. And I know that. And yes, the comparisons are great. And I'm grateful that people like my music and they love my voice. And it's amazing. But I'm staying true to myself. So that's all I can do.
And kind of a side question, you know, random one. Playlist. What do you have on your playlist right now? If you can give me like 5, maybe 10 songs.
Everything. Like, what am I listening to the most right now?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's check. Let's see. You want to get my top 5 songs?
Yeah, we can do top 5.
Okay, Someone in the Crowd by La La Land. Twisting the Night Away by Sam Cooke. Where Did the Feeling Go, Selena. Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas.
Wow.
Grenade by Bruno Mars.
Wow. So that's a broad genre right there. We've got a little bit of everything. From Sam Cooke to
Disney.
Pocahontas to Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
So well-rounded.
I love music. I love music. And I think it's so good to be invested in music all across the board. Like my ear, I don't care what genre it is, as long as it sounds good to me. Like I listen to stuff that's like, I listen to a Chinese song. I don't even know what he's saying. I just love the way he sounds. It's like, oh, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to butcher it either, but it's something I found off TikTok. It was in like a Chinese soap opera, and wow, I liked the song so much that I downloaded it. So music, at the end of the day, it's just whatever speaks to me, whatever sounds good. I don't discriminate with the music. So yeah, that's why my playlist is like up and down with everything.
Another thing that's interesting about TikTok is like the sounds, you know, like people have their own music and people play like 35, 40 seconds or whatever of that song in a video. People like it, and then there go the downloads. So it's just insane what happens when people come to watch a video for another reason, but then they end up taking away the music.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm like, TikTok is my friend.
Yeah,
me and TikTok are friends right now. I'm just honestly like, I can't even believe where my life is at right now. I know there's so much more to go, and this is just the beginning, but I'm excited. I love it.
And so can you talk about your song that you said that you guys came out with last year, right?
Yes, we came out with it in November.
November, okay. Mm-hmm. So somebody that's never heard it before, how would you describe it to them?
Ay amor. Okay. Ay amor, apiádate de mi dolor. Basically, my love, come back to me. I'm so sorry that I messed up. I'm trash. I'm a toxic woman. However, I need you back. Why aren't you coming back to me? And the way I sing it, at first, the way it was sung to me, it was like very sad. Like, ay amor, apiádate de mi dolor. Like, just, oh, like, I'm so sad. I want the man back. I don't cry over men. So I was like, you know what? We're going to start it off like that. But the more I get into the song, my wrath comes out more. I get angrier because I'm portraying it as like, okay, yeah, I messed up. But like, why aren't you coming back to me? I already said sorry. Like, hurry up. Hurry up. Like, what are you doing? I'm not going to cry over you. It's more of like a, what are you doing? Type thing. It's like, that's how I portrayed it. So it's definitely like an upbeat cumbia. It gets people moving, and it's just, it's kind of a toxic song, but I'm here for it. I love it.
And what goals do you have? Because you said next, you'd already, you know, hit the Tejano Music Awards. You want to do the Latin Grammys. So you're, like you said, setting the bar high. You're not going to put it in the middle. You're going all the way.
All the way.
So what do you have? What other goals do you have for 23?
Definitely release my EP. Yeah, releasing my EP. I want to tour. I want to score big. I want to just get noticed by someone that'll really take me to that next level. I don't want to have to be a server anymore. I want to sing, but I want to sing to people that are going to listen. You know what I mean? You can hear music all day long, but who's going to listen? Who's going to really sit there and want to buy your tickets, want to see you, and want to live in that moment with you? That's where I want to get to this year. I'm gonna do it. I gotta meet the people. Gotta meet the right people, but I'm gonna do it. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna do it. Mark my words. What's today? February 27th, 2023. I'm gonna do it. So
we're gonna hold you to it. And like you said, being a server, I think a lot of people don't understand how things work. So you're still working. You're still out there grinding. A lot of people think it's just glitz and glam. You get signed, you make it, boom, you're on your way.
Yeah, no. I wish it was that simple, but no, I'm still waiting tables, guys. But I personally believe that God is putting me in this time to learn some things. He wants me to listen. He wants me to really pay attention, because the second it takes off, there's no going back. Absolutely. So the quiet time is the time I really need to pay attention to and just focus and just keep my head on my shoulders. So.
And lastly, what advice would you give to anybody out there that might want to be a singer?
Shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon. You got it. You never know what's going to hit. So just keep making music. Even if you don't think it's the best, Just trust your gut. Trust your gut. Shoot for the moon. That's what I would say.
Well, that's great advice. So lasting thoughts, anything that you want to share?
Yes.
In the short term?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, short term. What's a short term?
Or anything else?
I would say short-term goal is to win Best New Artist or Social Artist of the Year at the Tejano Premio Mundial Awards, which are this Saturday and Sunday. That's cool. That's my short-term goal. And then also I was going to say you can follow me on all social media platforms at Gabriela Martinez Oficial. All
right. So you guys got that. I'll link it down below. Make sure you follow her. Like I said, you're rising on TikTok.
Yeah.
IG, and thank you for being a guest and sharing. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for reaching out. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And like always,